You're listening to Vatican Radio. The plenary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity concluded on Friday after 4 days of discussions around the question, what model for full communion? As well as exploring the theological progress of recent years, participants have been discussing the newer shared practical challenges of recovering from the sex abuse scandals or providing pastoral care for families that don't conform to traditional teaching. Pope Francis met with participants on Thursday, stressing that Christian unity is an essential requirement of faith for all the baptized and a personal priority for him. New Zealand Cardinal John Dew is a member of the Pontifical Council and was one of the pairs of Catholic and Anglican bishops in Rome last month for the meeting of the International Anglican Catholic Commission on Unity and Mission. He talked to me about the many ways Christians of different denominations can and must work and worship more closely together.
One of the things that has struck me is that in the conversations just in the last couple of days, talking about, well, we're on the way, and there doesn't, in some ways, in many countries, doesn't seem to be as much progress as there first was after the Second Vatican Council, and people thought it was going to happen immediately. But those sort of things are, you know, the doctrinal things are still being discussed. But I believe that there are many things happening at the practical level. And part of the conversation in this plenary is the fact that we're on the way and there is some communion. It's not complete communion, but there is some communion. And I was thinking of it in terms of what Pope Francis said in Amoris Laetitiae, where he talked about no family drops down from heaven perfectly formed. And that's been a huge relief in some ways for families to think we don't have to be perfect. And I was thinking, can we apply this? You know, we're not perfectly formed, but we're on the way. We're on a journey. One of the things that for me has also been very important in, just in the last few weeks, as I was here a few weeks ago at the IACM meeting of the Anglican Catholic bishops, and the ways that we were sent out in pairs from our own countries by Pope Francis and Archbishop Welby. And one of the things that we have been mentioning here is that there's not much point just two bishops from a country being sent out in pairs. So could the challenge be that we get Catholic and Anglican bishops in each diocese to be paired? And then could we get priests and Anglican vicars in their own parishes to be paired so that everyone is working towards some kind of communion? And that's also been spoken about today, that it's really everybody's task. But so many people are caught up with thinking, well, we're not there and we don't understand all the doctrinal issues, but the fact that they can do some things together and can build up a relationship with people, that is helping towards the whole goal of full communion.
So you're focusing very much on a practical walking and working together, as the Pope has called it. Many would see the question of intercommunion, of sharing at the altar rail, as perhaps the most important way of being able to get to know each other around the Lord's table. What is your views on that?
Yes, people do, and it's a question very often asked at home in New Zealand and in our part of the world. I just keep saying to people, look, that's one of the issues that is still being worked out at the doctrinal level. But we can have communion in the sense that we can share the word together. We can talk, how does this word speak to us? And what sort of action does it call us to be taking part in together? With the emphasis being on doing some things together. We can be in communion in prayer, even in silent prayer. One of the phrases that was used this morning, and it was also used at IACM, was that we, in some ways, the ecumenism of humiliation or the cross, the things that we've had to bear together, the sexual abuse issue being one of them, but that we're united sort of in the cross and in suffering, and that does in some ways bring us into communion. We're always looking beyond that, of course, to where does the hope and the new life come from. But I think that that's also one of the things that can help in the sense of bringing communion, that we look at the various things that we go through together and say, how is this going to enable us to stay together and to journey together until that day we can come to intercommunion?
You mentioned at the beginning the comparison with the family, the perfect family or the messy families, as they're so often called. And of course, questions around family and sexuality, same-sex relationships, is another area where all the churches are facing the same questions and are seemingly becoming more divided than ever.
Yes, that's very true. And all around the world, you know, there's different interpretations of the right for gay marriage, for same-sex unions, all that sort of thing. It's something certainly at IACM that the Anglicans were clearly facing and talking about. And it's one of the barriers, I suppose, or one of the new challenges for us to say, well, how do we face these together and support one another in trying to work out what's the best way for us to move ahead?
Are you doing that in New Zealand? Is there much practical discussion across the different denominations about family issues?
No, I would say there wouldn't be a lot, but there is a lot of practice. I was just saying to one of the interpreters, one of the wonderful things just in the last year has been the Anglican and Catholic churches working together in support of the refugees who are coming into the country. So at that level, there's some very good practical things. We have most of our parishes in New Zealand anyway have combined Ash Wednesday services and are starting to do one in Advent as well. So those kind of things, while it's 50 years, it's, you know, they're things that wouldn't have happened, and we can only look back, I think, and be grateful for what has happened and the ways that we're continuing to look for ways to move ahead and work together.
Coming back to that final goal, do you think it has changed? Are we really talking about full, visible reunification, and in what way, of our Christian churches?
I think we are, but one of the questions that keeps being asked here at the plenary is, what do we actually mean by this? But the hope is that there will be full communion. We saw a wonderful video here, which we're hoping they'll make available universally, of the number of times that Pope Francis has spoken about, you know, it is a scandal. And one of the things maybe we need to do is to educate all our people to say, this is wrong that Christian churches are not united, and how can we be united so that everyone is working towards that union, which we do hope one day will be that full union.